This is a dictation for patient, new patient visit. Marshat, Marshat. Last name is McDaniel, McDaniel. Marshat McDaniel, date of birth is 11-5. 11-5-1982. And her height is 5'3". And the weight is not recorded, but around 125 pounds. Marshat McDaniel presents to the advanced pain care for a new patient visit. She is referred from her law firm, Seva Law Firm, for review and further treatment. The patient was injured in an automobile accident on 10-20-2022. She has had extensive treatment with the American Medical Center. EMGs were done, MRIs were done, and she reports that she chief complaints are severe pain in the right in the lower back towards the right, with radiation to the right leg posteriorly and anteriorly in a glove-like fashion, as numbness, tingling all 24 hours and involving the right hip. He reports of being involved in another accident in 2015 where she was rear-ended and she was a restrained driver. The accident occurred on Evergreen and Finkel, and she was driving a Grand Prix car. The case got settled. The current issue is the accident that happened on 10-20-2022 at around 4 p.m. History of the automobile accident is as follows. The accident occurred in West Detroit at Davison and Ewald, E-W-A-L-D. The patient was a restrained driver of Chevy Equinox 2018 and collided to 2020 Chevy Equinox. Her car speed is 35, other car speed is unknown. Her son was traveling in the front seat. The patient reports that the patient was trying to get to the freeway on I-96. In the middle lane, she was traveling. She made to the middle lane, and there was a traffic jam in the left lane at that moment. So another car came out of the stopped left lane to the middle lane and hit into her driver's side in a T-bone fashion. And this caused damage to both the doors, and car is not totaled, but both the doors on the driver's side got damaged. The fender on the driver's side was damaged. There was no breakage to any glass, no window, windshield or doors. And seat belt, steering wheel, dashboard, internally all the structure was completely intact. Patient describes the injuries as follows. She denies any chest trauma, pelvic trauma, abdominal trauma directly. She jerked to the right and pulled over, and her right leg hit into the console, and she does not report if she went to any hospital on the day of accident. One second. No, she says that the ambulance didn't arrive. Police did come to the scene. Airbags did not deploy, and she was wearing seat belts. It was not a hit and run accident. And the history of chief complaint, patient denies any headaches. and she denies any symptoms of TBI. No dizziness, vertigo, no loss of consciousness, no vision problem, hearing problem, no taste problem, smell problem, no TMJ problem, no confusion, memory problem, forgetfulness or balance problem, none of them. And denies any sleep problem, subtle anesthesia, anxiety, depression, panic. Denies any incontinence, urine, bowel, trouble walking, or lightheadedness. Regarding the pain, patient reports that her pain is bothering her is in the lower back, more towards the right side. And she has a history of numbness and tingling of the right leg posteriorly all the way to the ankle, as well as anteriorly all the way to the ankle, 24 hours, 7 days. The lower back pain is reported to be 8. It affects the right hip as well. These pains are described to be constant, severe, throbbing, shooting, sharp, heart burning, aching, heavy. They are 6 to 8 on a scale of 1 to 10, and their ADLs are affected 5. History of modifying factor for the pain are as follows. Pain is worsened by sitting, bending, standing, walking, driving, and improved by lying down only. Currently, she can walk a block without too much pain. So far, she has had some x-rays, MRIs, EMGs. From the previous doctor, she has had extensive physical therapy, chiropractic treatments. She has had attended care, caseworker, case management. I do not know the reason of her coming from the other clinic. Maybe she was discharged. We do not know the answer. Records have been ordered released. She denies any muscle weakness or motor weakness of the right leg or falling, and no bladder bowel incontinence is reported. Current treatment, patients report that she has been under treatment with Dr. Cosmo for the last 1 year. No chiropractic treatment, no acupunctures, no other few medications here and there. Please review the chart for the system review, past surgical history, for allergies, family history, relationship status, legal history, employment status, and also personal history. Please type it out from there, including the ADLs that are also part of the chart. The physical examination, the blood pressure is 113 over 79 pulse, 69 pulse, ox is 100, height is 5'3", weight 125. This is a ...41-year-old African-American female of a average build, nutrition, alert-oriented. No sinuses, jaundice, clubbing, colonicae is noticed. She's sitting comfortably. No severe anxiety or lethargy is noticed. No acute distress. Shortness of breath or severe pain phases are noticed. The patient is well-built, well-nourished. Demeanor is good. Attitude is very good. She is mobile, independent. Rest of the exam is from the template, including the neurological as well as psychiatric musculature examination. All normal. Musculoskeletal examination is also normal except the following. Inspection palpation is normal. In the spine tenderness, please mention that there is a tenderness of the right sacroiliac joint. And some tenderness to the right hip is noticed at the greater trochanter area. Paravertebral muscle spasm is not present. Paravertebral muscle hypochromicity is not present. Range of motion of the cervical spine is as follows. The forward flexion is 40, extension is 40, bilateral side flexion 25, and bilateral rotation is 35. In the lumbar spine, forward flexion is 30, extension 10, bilateral side flexion 15, bilateral rotation is 15. Hyperextension was not painful. Maneuvers to identify reproduce the pain in cervical spine, Hoffman sign is negative. Sperling sign is positive, derma test is positive, destruction test positive, Soto Hall test was positive. Myelopathy signs are negative. In the thoracic spine, there is a general tenderness, but the Roos test and Slump test is negative. The paraspinal muscles are not in spasm. Lumbar spine, Brudzinski Kernick test is negative. Straight leg raising test was negative. Contralateral leg raise test negative. Braggart negative. Kemp test negative. Babanski negative. Sacroiliac joint, right sided sacroiliac joint is slightly tender. But standing flexion test, iliac compression test, distraction test negative. Faber test on the right and Gonsalon test on the right is positive. Tendelbruch sign is negative. Extremities examination. Except for the right hip, no other extremities is found to be affected at this time. The rest of the leg was examined. No other pathology was identified. Examination of the right hip reveals that there is a slight tenderness in the outer lateral part of the hip at the greater trochanter, possible bursitis, but no obvious tenderness or swelling, spasm, fracture are noticed. No fractures are noticed. There is a normal range of motion of 140 degrees flexion and internal and external rotation is normal. Motor strength is normal. Valgus varus abnormality not present. Leg length discrepancy not present. Petrick sign negative. Tendelbruch sign negative. Log roll, LA test, Thomas test are negative. Knee examination is also completely unremarkable, and so is the foot examination. In general, they were checked and there was no pathology noticed. Diagnosis. V8 9.2 XXT in general. S09.90XA, CNS, R51, R42, F41.1, nerve M79.2, muscles M60.9, ligaments M54.0, pain in the right leg M79.604, pain in the right hip M25.551, cervical spine M54.2, 50.20, 54.12, M53.82, S13.4XXA, in the thoracic spine M54.09, M54.6, M51.24, M54.14, S23.3XXA. In the lumbar spine, M54.5, 51.27, sacroiliac spine, right sided, M46.1, S33.5XXA. Plan of care is from the template. Treatment plan is as follows. The patient is advised to have a therapy for the neck, mid back, and lower back, also right sacroiliac joint, and the right hip 2 times a week. With laser infrared heat in addition. Patient is still found to be disabled. However, she is released to a light duty job where she can work for 7 hours, 5 days, 6-pound lifting limit. No other disabilities ordered. A urine exam was ordered for toxicology. An MRI of the from Michigan Diagnostics dated 1/12/2023 was completely normal. That was submitted to us. X-ray of the thoracic spine was completely normal. EMG for the lower extremity and upper extremity was found to be completely normal from American Medical Center. The patient has had extensive physical therapy and so far so good. The non-pharmacological modalities The home exercise plan, referral to psychiatry are all yes. Fitness club is yes. Review of the available MRI, other imaging records. We were supplied records of EMG and MRI and some disabilities therapy orders from American Medical Center. Office visits were not sent. International pain procedures. We recommend to the patient that right sacroiliac joint procedure will be a good idea to help her pain. And maybe right hip bursa injection. Surgical options none. Referral to neuropsychiatry is not warranted. No symptoms. No attended care caseworker. Past medical records order release investigation. A cervical spine MRI and a thoracic MRI, spine MRI was ordered. DMEs, patient already has all the DMEs. Support, yes. Education, yes. And follow visit in 15 days. Thank you.